119, as we continue enjoying very much our live broadcast from Mathai Botanical Gardens, presented by Destination Ann Arbor. Go to annarbor.org, get more information on this fabulous area in all of Washtenaw County. Is just I say this because I remember my days as a student at U of M and all of our children and all of that. We did not know, however, the board chair of the Washtenaw County Commissioners until right now. And that is Katie Scott, who also is a Washtenaw County Commissioner for District 9. And she is here.
I am. Thanks for having me.
You had a board meeting yesterday, and you lived to tell about it.
We had a board meeting yesterday. We started at 5:30. We ended about 10 o'clock last night, which was a record.
And I'm told that that's pretty good.
Yeah, it was an early night.
5:30 to 10 o'clock. I don't know. Bless you. I don't know how you do it. You don't have to answer that. These days, being a board chair for a commissioner, a county commission of any county in the country is so challenging.
It is challenging, and I'll take all the blessings I can get.
Good for you.
Thanks.
Well, I'm blessing you right now.
Thank you.
You know, a lot of people might not know this, but Washtenaw County is celebrating 200 years.
200 years. It's really exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, officially, as an incorporated county, 200 years. Obviously, things happening here before that, but I love a good bicentennial.
Well, who doesn't love a good bicentennial? And why don't you give us, as best you can, well, first of all, where should people go to get more information on the bicentennial activities?
We have a website, so they can Google Washtenaw County Bicentennial, and the website comes right up with all of the things happening.
And Google, God bless Google. Why didn't you or I come up with that idea?
I don't know.
Anyway, so just Google Washtenaw County Bicentennial, but give us some of the activities maybe that you can that stick out or
sure.
that you want us to know about.
We started with a great event for the first ever State of the County for Washtenaw. It was a fantastic event. Came in and looked at our theme, which is past, present, and possible, and so really went over the government functions and what we're doing in Washtenaw County to make things better. Coming up soon, we have Art in the Park. So it's a series of interactive trails with our park system with art exhibitions that are there. And one of those will be at Gallup Park, which will be a mural about the bicentennial prepared by our bicentennial fellow, Irene Mora. And we have some upcoming tours about the role of the Underground Railroad in Washtenaw County, which was huge in the Underground Railroad.
A story that should be told.
Yes, absolutely. So there's one coming up on May 30th. It's a bus tour. Soon after that, in June, we'll focus on Black Civil War veterans. In July, we have a rodeo that will be at the Farm Council grounds. That will celebrate our agricultural and rural heritage because most people don't know that Washtenaw County, I think from 2017 to 2026, I could be getting those dates a little wrong, but we are the only county where agriculture grew in Michigan. So we do have a strong rural tradition as well.
I, first of all, Commissioner Scott, want to congratulate you on knowing all this stuff off the top of your head. You
Thank
have
you.
No notes here. You know, you're doing this off the top of your head, and I'm already confused. But excellent job. So I just want to get a clarification. Is the Art in the Park the same thing as the Summer Art Walk?
That's the Summer Art Walk, yes.
Oh, that is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Probably that was the correct name. And I'm thinking of it as Art in the Park.
No, I think both names work beautifully.
Yeah.
But if people want to look it up, they might be looking at Summer Art Walk. But whatever it is, I just love the fact that you don't have to remember a specific place. You just go Google it.
Google
is the answer pretty much to everything. You want folks to come here. You're proud to have them come here and experience the county.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, Washtenaw County is beautiful because you have these centers like Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti, some of our other cities, and then you can drive very short distances and be in a rural area, in a forest area, in a meadow area. It's flat, it's hilly. It's an absolutely amazing place to be, and I'm proud of the work we're doing to preserve that character.
I love the idea. You broke it down this way, our past, our present, and our possible. Throw a little more meat on that for me.
About what's possible?
About all of those things.
About all of those things.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're a vegan, and I apologize.
I'm not.
Okay, so then throw a little meat on that. What's the most important thing of the past? What's the most important part of the present? And what are you looking toward to be our possible?
It's really hard to tell you what the most important part of the past is because that's super subjective.
Right.
When I think about thinking about what's possible, I'm thinking about how the county is really approaching things and trying to think about things from an equity lens and trying to think about how we go forward with that in mind, in a very specific mind. To that end, these events that we're having for the bicentennial are also free for everybody in Washtenaw County.
Wow.
We don't want anybody to have to be charged to go to these events. We want everybody to have access. We want everybody to celebrate Washtenaw County and what's possible.
So, but when you say that, you don't mean just residents of Washtenaw County. You mean everybody. If our listeners come up from Detroit or Monroe or Toledo or wherever they're coming from, they're okay, right? You're not going to stop them at the border and charge them.
No, I don't think anybody's going to be checking IDs.
Ann Arbor is not the place where they're going to make you show ID.
No, we are not.
We already know that. It's a vibrant, diverse, dynamic community. And there's no question about that. And maybe one of the most in the great state of Michigan. And we don't have to get into politics.
I would argue that, though. Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's true.
I will brook no argument.
All right. And maybe just a reminder why the bicentennial matters so much, your 200th anniversary.
I mean, 200 is a milestone. And just to think about all of the things that have been happening here for 200 years, there have been some really important international, national things that have had a genesis in Washtenaw County. I mean, you could even go to thinking about public health things like Jonas Salk and the polio vaccine. You can think about John F. Kennedy talking about the Peace Corps on the steps of the Union. Things happen here in Washtenaw County. They've happened for 200 years, and I hope they're going to happen for many hundreds of years to come.
You want to know how old I am? I interviewed Jonas Salk.
Did you?
I really did.
Wow.
It's pretty astonishing when I think about that. But I interviewed Jonas Salk.
That's pretty cool.
But here's the other thing. You guys are having a bicentennial, a 200-year anniversary, way better than America's. Because remember what we did? We all spent the night at the radio station thinking the world was going to come to an end at Y2K.
That's right.
The power grids are going to shut down. They're going to depend on WJR to get any information. We all spent the night at the radio station, and not a damn thing happened when Y2K happened.
My mom had food stockpiled.
I hope all of our moms did, they probably did. Moms are like that. God bless them.
Yeah.
And with Mother's Day coming up, as I said before, I think the Methai Botanical Gardens little store out here is a wonderful place to come in and do a little quick shopping for mom. And a lot of things she's going to love. Books, too.
It's a really nice trip to come to your mom, too. Walk through the gardens.
Take her through.
Beautiful trails. It's gorgeous.
It is. You know what? We all should spend a little more time being thankful of all of the beauty we are surrounded by instead of paying attention to most of the news media that shows us negative and bad stuff all the time. Sorry, Ted, I know you just passed away and you can now hear me, but 24-hour news has not been a gift.
No, it's important to keep balance. Get out in nature. Go on the art walk.
They say it. The more time you spend out of doors, the healthier you are.
Yeah, I think there's actually studies that show that. Proximity to trees and plants, and this is the perfect time of year for it.
It is indeed, and we thank you for being here with us. I know how busy you are. Washtenaw County Commissioner, Board Chair, Katie Scott.
Thank you so much for having me. It was really fun.
Well, it was our pleasure, and it was fun for us as well. And we continue here on, even Amy Carbo came by to say hi to you. And we used to interview her husband about golf. See, all these things come full circle.
It's a small world.
As well, we should understand and realize that and all get along.
That's right.
Maybe I should run for president. No, I'm not going to do that.
It's a thankless job.
That is so true. Thank you, Board Chair, Washtenaw County Commissioner, and Commissioner of District 9, Katie Scott. We continue in focus on WJR.